To start off, Emily, can you talk about what your role is in Ithaca Welcomes Refugees?
Absolutely. So I help out primarily with the resettlement team, which up until now has focused on gathering household items, furniture, and other sort of basic needs items that will be distributed to refugees when they arrive in the community.
Okay. And Ashley, would you like to talk a little about what you do?
Sure. So I came on board in March of this year, and you know, I was interested in helping build a website for the organization, and then from there, I just wound up getting more and more involved, and it was fantastic with the work that we are doing. And so now, currently, I manage the communications through our inbox and maintain the website. And then I also do a lot of outreach, working with interviews and public relations, and like presentations in classrooms and with other organizations and groups.
Okay. And Ithaca Welcomes Refugees had a big volunteer meeting last weekend, and I heard that around 100 people came to the meeting. And Ashley, I'm wondering, what was the meeting about, and why do you think so many people came?
So the meeting was pretty big because, you know, during the year that Ithaca Welcomes Refugees has been in existence, we've spent a lot of time really trying to plan for, you know, how the work that we want to do. And so we've taken the last 12 months to really think through what roles we need to fill and what it takes to make our vision come true. And last weekend was the meeting where we switched tracks from planning to going towards implementing. So you can almost think of it as switching from potential energy to kinetic energy. And I think a lot of people were able to pick up on that through our web presence and our Facebook and social media presence and our mailing list. And I think also with the recent election, a lot of people were moved by the results of that and wanted to do something to speak to the feelings that they're having after the election. And so I think a lot of people were very energized to come to the meeting and take action in sending a signal that Ithaca is a welcoming community.
And Emily, I guess I've been remiss in not asking first, you know, what is about to happen and, you know, what is the organization involved with right now with the refugees that are slated to come at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, so we are anticipating up to 50 refugees to come, most likely in predominantly family units. And families could start arriving, individuals or families could start arriving as soon as January. And so at the moment, we're really getting all of our ducks in a row so that we are prepared with our boots on the ground right away to help people during the settling and orientation process and feeling ready to become active and engaged members of the community themselves.
And Catholic Charities is also a major player in this organization. They are the lead refugee resettlement organization. So they're the ones that get the call, get the first information on the families that are coming, and then we do whatever we can to support the work that they're doing. So we've also been touching base with Catholic Charities and seeing, you know, where they're at, what they have, what they need, how we can support them, and just how things are going.
And so, you know, do the refugees have any relatives or any connections to Ithaca, and why are they being placed in Ithaca as opposed to another location in New York State?
Yeah, that's a great question. So typically when resettling refugees, one thing that is taken into account is the current communities in place. So if you have someone from an area that, you know, Ithaca doesn't have anybody from that area, it's less likely that they'll actually be resettled here, and rather they'll probably be resettled somewhere else in the U.S. where there's already a bit of a community there. So we do have people from these communities. I'm not sure if we have direct relatives, but we certainly have people from those cultures and backgrounds and possibly even neighborhoods or cities where they're coming from. So that's one thing that's definitely taken into consideration when resettling refugees in Ithaca.
And what are some of the countries that the refugees will be coming from?
So right now we expect that the countries that people will be most likely to come from would be Iraq, the Congo, Burma, possibly Syria. There's a few others, but those would be the most likely.
Mm-hmm. And when the refugees arrive, what are the first steps that are undertaken to help them settle?
So the very first thing that happens is Catholic Charities meets them at the airport with an interpreter if translation services are needed. And then they are driven back to their home in Ithaca. And Catholic Charities and IWR will be working together to seek out housing. Both of us, you know, are searching all of the areas that we can, trying to find friendly landlords or people with extra spaces that can, you know, give a home to refugees. Once the apartment is found and we know that a family is coming, IWR's resettlement team will go in and set up the apartment with as much furniture as we can provide from our warehouses. And then the day that the family arrives, a hot, culturally appropriate welcome meal is also provided for the family. So that all takes place in the first 24 to 48 hours. We also try to provide several days worth of culturally appropriate food just so that the family can, you know, take some time to settle in before having to go out, you know, because as you can imagine, Wegmans is probably quite intimidating compared to what, you know, the situations that they might be coming from. And then in the days and weeks that follow, Catholic Charities has quite a list of services they have to make sure that the refugees get connected to. And Ithaca Welcomes Refugees also has a fantastic orientation team that will spring into action and help with cultural orientations, things like setting up a bank account, how to use the ATM, and just starting to explain all the transition, or, you know, help facilitate all the transitions to get used to life in the U.S. and then specifically Ithaca.
And getting back to the meeting that was held last weekend with the, you know, 100 volunteers, what are some of the things that those people will be asked to help out with? I mean, I know that you're looking for, like, say, landlords and perhaps other things, but, you know, what can they be active doing?
So right now we're divided into four core teams. There's, correct me if I get any of these wrong, Ashley, but there's fundraising, outreach, orientation, and then resettlement. So I can speak a bit more to the resettlement team. Mm-hmm. So some of the volunteer responsibilities that we have as a team include preparing that welcome meal, the grocery shopping, acquiring and storing furniture and household items, delivering those two apartments and helping to set up the apartments, hopefully helping to identify some landlords. So that team is really focused on the activities that will have it happen right before and immediately after a family's arrival. From that point, it's when the orientation team is really going to spring into action. And Ashley, you may want to describe some of the roles on that team.
So one of the things our orientation team is currently working on is developing a booklet that is, you know, part survival guide and part Welcome to Ithaca guide. So it'll have some, you know, really nitty-gritty details on, you know, things specific in Ithaca, as well as just American culture. And so our team right now, if someone wanted to get involved, we are still developing that guide, gathering the information, designing pages. You know, a lot of work goes into it with doing the research to find out what information needs to be included, and then actually creating, you know, visually appealing layouts and, you know, making a cohesive guide. And then our goal is also to translate it into as many languages as will be relevant. So we'll, you know, we'll need some help with translating it into some of the more uncommon languages. And then accompanying that guide will be live volunteers. We're, you know, we're calling them friends for simplicity's sake, but you know, really these friends will, you know, be matched with the family and help out, check in with them, and the tasks that they may do, you know, will be widely varied. It depends on the family and what the family needs. You know, some families might want a friend to go to the library with them and set up a library account for their little ones, or, you know, to show them to just kind of hang out with them while they go to the grocery store and be a friend by their side. Our orientation team will also we also need volunteers to serve as on-call drivers. A lot of the times in the first 3 months that a family comes to Ithaca, they have quite a few appointments, both you know, medical and then just service-based appointments. And a lot of times their mobility can be limited. So it's really helpful to have people who are willing to, you know, give a ride at, you know, with a couple hours or a couple days notice. And then another big part of the orientation team is matching interpreters. So Catholic Charities has some interpreters that they plan on using, but you know, IWR also wants to raise as many as we can on our own and share resources between the two organizations. That way, you know, we can have someone accompanying the family, you know, if they go running errands, you know, we can have someone in the car with them. If the driver doesn't speak the target language, you can have someone in the car helping explain all the things that are going on.
Mm-hmm. And so did you find that you did get a lot of volunteers from the international community in Ithaca? There's people from all over the world here. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, there are opportunities for everyone to get involved. There is, more than enough things that we want to get done. And I think that our diverse volunteer base really matches the diversity of Ithaca in every possible respect.
And one of the magical things that's also happening that we're noticing is that people who were, you know, maybe they themselves or maybe their parents or grandparents were refugees are also coming forth and, you know, remembering stories either from their own past or their family's past, and they're wanting to pay it forward. So that's something that's really neat about Ithaca Welcomes Refugees, is it's both people that, you know, born and raised in the U.S. as well as other countries that are all coming together.
And Ashley, if people want to learn more about Ithaca Welcomes Refugees and learn more about, you know, the process of how refugees are being settled in the U.S., where can they find that information?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. That's actually something that we spend a majority of our onboarding meetings talking about, is like, okay, but how did they get here? So we have a lot of that information on our website. We have a new welcome packet, and it's actually ithacawelcomesrefugees.org/welcome packet, or hopefully the site is easy to navigate and you can find it on your own. And that welcome packet explains both in-depth, it gives an in-depth list of the roles that we have. And then there are also some infographics in the welcome packet as well as on the website showing just some facts both about the refugee crisis at large. You know, it's a global phenomenon. And then also as it relates specifically to the U.S. So we have on our website, we have something released by the White House the White House in conjunction with the State Department that lists exactly how the vetting works for someone coming to the U.S. You know, we have some myths and facts that we share, and then just, you know, a lot of knowledge of the technical details of refugee resettlement. And it's a very, very complex process. It is very difficult to understand at a glance, but we're trying to do our best to find some jam-packed infographics to help out.
Okay, and so what's the website again?
www.ithacawelcomesrefugees.org.
Okay, so thank you so much, Emily Morgan and Ashley Meter of Ithaca Welcomes Refugees, for coming on the show today. And I hope that we can have you all in later on.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That's great.